It is now time for the reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Political and opinion editor Chad Blair joins us this morning, and today we're talking post-election and a story about ranked choice voting. Hi, Chad.
Hi, Catherine.
So, explain to our listeners, what is ranked choice voting?
Right. It's also called instant runoff voting. It's something that does not exist in Hawaii, but they use it in Maine. They use it in some U.S. cities, particularly in California. Even the Academy Awards uses it big picture. Yeah, so that's really what's most important, right? But here's how it works. In a large field of candidates, which we had in several races this election, voters actually rank their preference, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, on down. If no candidate gets a majority, meaning 50% plus one, well, what happens is that lowest vote getter, they get knocked off. They get eliminated. But here's the tricky part. Even though some people voted that vote, lowest vote getter, as their first choice, that gets eliminated, and instead they take the second choice. They make that the first pick, and they recalculate. In other words, what you're getting here is you may have favored one candidate, but you might have gone for a second one, and a third one would have been okay, and if you had to live with the fourth one, you would have, and these numbers keep on getting calculated until finally somebody gets a majority of the votes and becomes the winner. Did that make sense?
Well, so it is kind of confusing. So is this a cheaper way to do the election or a more expensive way?
You know, I don't know that the dollar factor is factored in. There wouldn't be another vote. You simply vote that one time, and you rank them, and presumably the computers and the elections office takes care of the rest. But the idea is that you would get a better representative of the people's choice. And think about this example. You know how you had many candidates running both for lieutenant governor and also for the first congressional district, six people in one field, five in the other? Well, imagine this. Imagine if there had been a runoff between Ed Case and Doug Chin and Donna Kim for the congressional race, or between Josh Green and Jill Takuda and Bernard Carvalho in the lieutenant governor's race, or possibly even people who finished further on down the line, if voters were willing to choose that person as a second or third favorite choice. Instead, what you got was Ed Case getting in with 38% of the vote, 39%, and Josh Green got in with 30.2, barely beating Jill Takuda. The idea is it would be a fairer vote, it would represent really the majority's needs, and it would probably give other candidates a better chance of getting elected, particularly independent and third-party candidates.
So how long has this idea been kicked around?
It's been kicked around for a while. It's actually, as I said, being used in several places. I'll give you one other example just to anchor it here in Hawaii. Maybe we would only use it in special elections. Remember in 2010, Charles DeJoux got in to Congress for a very short time, about 7 months. He had a special election to fill Neil Abercrombie's seat, but Ed Case and Colleen Hanabusa actually finished third and second. In other words, a majority of the voters actually wanted a Democrat in the race rather than the Republican. This would have been a fairer representation. By the way, as well, there has actually been legislation proposed at the legislature to consider this. It hasn't gone anywhere, but Common Cause Hawaii, among others, thinks it might not be a bad idea.
So what about for the smaller parties? How does that work?
Well,
for them?
The idea is that you could get in if you're a Green Party or a Constitution Party or a Libertarian Party, because in many ways the vote would be equalized. As you know, our Democratic primary in many ways is the only primary. There is a general election against the Republicans and a few third party and nonpartisan candidates, but almost always we go with the Democrats and maybe a few Republicans. Very rarely does an independent or third party candidate get elected. Elected to office, and the idea behind ranked choice or instant runoff voting is they would have a much better chance because it would be up to the voters to say, you know, maybe I'll give this Libertarian a chance. Maybe I'll go with this Green. Instead, too many people want to go with who they think is going to win, right? And that tends to be the Democratic candidate in this state. There would also be no spoiler effect. There would be nobody like a Clayton He might have been a spoiler in the governor's race between Colleen Hanabusa and David Ige. He ended up dropping something out. But, you know, why would you vote for a spoiler? Why not actually vote for the people that you think are best and rank them in order of preference?
Right. Okay. All right. I can see where people are like, you know what? I'm not going to rank these people. I'm just going to vote for one. And then just I can see that happening, too.
I think that's the case, too. But look at the OHA races. There's another example where many more people just left votes blank. They may have picked one when you could pick three. Is that really the best system in terms of getting the majority's preference into office? Arguably not.
Right. Okay. All right. Thanks, Chad.
Thank you.
That was Chad Blair with today's Reality Check. To read the full story and more, visit civilbeat.org.